There are a few sounds in the background. The jingling of change in my pocket after a relatively expensive day in London. A nightclub in the distance. And a little bit of traffic on the roads. I'm in Milton Keynes, central Milton Keynes. And I'm crossing a very dodgy looking car parky, bus station-y thing. Nobody around here. And I'm kind of hoping that when I get to the car park, my car will be there. I'm guessing it's going to be the last car there because I've managed to get massively delayed in London through my own stupidity, losing my phone. Finding my phone, thanks to Mike Sizemore, who was basically on the table we were sat at, and we left in such a hurry, I had to go back and get it, which meant crossing London to get back before heading to the train, which I managed to do, and then nearly fell asleep on. And there is my very lonely looking car. See if all the windows are intact. Ben, I wonder if I, you know, if I did get mugged, or at least attempted mugged, whether I could document it, and then click send and upload it before he actually got the phone off me. Unlikely. If you go back way back through my podcasts, documentary podcasts on iTunes, you will find a recording which was made moments after somebody tried to mug me in London, and luckily I got away. And they tried to stab me. Quite sensational sounding, but it was quite exciting at the time. I was on the way back from a geek fest in London, funnily enough. It seems like years ago, probably was years ago. Well, I've got the door open and everything looks cool. So I'm going to start the engine and drive the country lane way back home and sleep for probably a very short amount of time before I've got to get up and feed the baby, which, strangely, I've missed. It's about midnight now and the sky is clearing and it's cool and crisp and clear, and I'm glad to be ever closer to home.